Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade on Mystery Inc. and Psychological Productions proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. King Baby Duck here. I hope everyone out there in the States had a wonderful Thanksgiving, one filled with food, football, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and, of course, family. It was a pretty quiet holiday for myself, just meeting with the fam, eating, relaxing, and just going right home afterwards. I gotta say, too, that I've never noticed until this year how dark it's gotten earlier in the day. Is it me, or does it just feel like the nighttime is coming quicker than in years past? But anyway, it was a very nice day all in all, and I hope all of you listeners had something as equal or an even better Thanksgiving experience. I also want to wish our Jewish listeners a happy Hanukkah, which, by the way, the first day of the Festival of Lights was on Thanksgiving. Then next time this will happen again, by the way, won't be for another 70,000 years. So for those worried about the next time you got to go kosher for Thanksgiving, you've got plenty of time to prepare. So 8 days, 8 gifts. I gotta ask Issues Guy how his is going. Of course, as we learned last year, halves like him only get half the gifts, which sucks for him, but is great for everyone else's wallets. Joking aside, I hope all my Hebrew pals have been celebrating a great Hanukkah celebration. So let's get things rolling and the music playing. Remember, if you like what you hear and you want to support these artists, please buy their music and various other works. And you can find just about all these releases on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official site, and your local record stores. We're going to start things off with something from The Pillows, who will be celebrating their 25th anniversary next year. So get on it, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From their album Pied Piper, this is called New Animal. Busy Guns Brisky with Beat You Out from their self-titled album. They disbanded soon after the release of that record, sadly, but their style lives on in their recordings. Now that the holiday season is underway, the official start of gift shopping is upon us. Some people know exactly what they want to give to their friends and family, but I know some of you out there are still having some trouble trying to find some really cool presents for everyone. So this week, why don't I offer a helping hand with some present ideas? So get a pen and paper ready, because some of these gifts are gold, if I don't say so myself. First off is the new paperback autobiography, Hyperbole and a Half by Ali Brosh. Some of you might recognize this from the popular blog of the same name. In this book, there are 10 and a half new stories with accompanying comics, and they are as colorful as the author's language, from tales of Brosh's retarded dog to the goose that violently invades her home. The chapters are filled to the brim with great anecdotes, life lessons, and cake. There's also at least one story in Hyperbole and a Half that people will relate to, whether it's dealing with something like depression or trying to find your true purpose in this crazy world of ours. Even when it's at its heartbreaking, this book will still find a way to get a good chuckle out of you when you least expect it. Also, Will Wheaton said to read it, and I think that's as good a reason to check it out, I think. For anyone looking for great music, you know, outside of this podcast show, look out for Frank Turner's most recent album, Tape Deck Heart. You see, Turner is a guy whose songs are so catchy that even the Pope sings along to Glory Hallelujah, and if you ever listen to The Curse, you'll understand why I say that. Now, 2 years have passed since his last foray, and the British troubadour has unleashed a record that's as powerful as it is jolly, from recovering from a broken heart to cursing out the French film Amelie. Turner has created one of the most memorable albums to come out of the UK, along with some rocking guitar riffs that are just waiting for you to get your mosh pit onto. I feel like there's not many other singers out there that can get a good sing-along going quite like Frank Turner, and this album is chock full of melodies that will have you belting a tune out in no time. I also suggest grabbing the deluxe edition because it has a great song about Kiss's Gene Simmons that's as humorous as it is kind of sad. For your anime friends, you gotta go with a classic. Funimation just released the 25th anniversary of Akira, a film that injected a whole lot of adrenaline into the amazing anime fandom. Even after 2.5 decades, the film still looks as beautiful as ever. The special edition also features the long thought to never be heard again 1988 streamlined English dub of the film, along with the 2001 Pioneer Genion one. Trust me on this one. If your anime friends don't own Akira yet, help them out by adding it to their library. And finally, for the gamers, what better recommendation can I give than the new Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U? I mean, it's fucking Mario in HD with cat suits and other magical powers, and Princess Peach is a kidnap for once, and you can play as her, Luigi, and Toad if you like, just like in Super Mario Bros. 2, the American version, not the Japanese version. It's also the most gorgeous Mario title to date, even beating out the likes of the Galaxy series. As you know, Mario is the reason why video games are still part of our daily lives, and Super Mario 3D World shows off not only the Brooklyn Plumbers' strengths, but also the ones that belong to the other characters. Because, let's face it, they've been playing second fiddle for many years, and it's now time for them to truly be shown in the spotlight. In an industry filled with Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto clones, it's always great to come back to a series like Mario and have some fun that everyone can be a part of. And if there was ever a time to jump on board the Wii U bandwagon, it's now. And I guess that's all the recommendations I can give this week. If you got some great gift recommendations, be sure to share it with us on the Boston Bash Brigade Facebook page, or write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com with your picks. Also, look on the Electric Sisterhood's EGM Now page and be sure to download the Land of Ashes 2013 Holiday Gift Guide. Me, Ninja Sister, Issues Guy, and others share their awesome gift ideas as well as their thoughts on which of the now current consoles you should get for the holiday season. I hope you guys check it out. We all really worked hard on it. A little Decemberist is always good. Here's one of their earlier tracks from their picaresque album. It's called Eli the Barrow Boy.
Eli the Barrow Boy in the old town sells coal and marigolds, and he cries out all down the day. Below the tamarack she is crying, corn cobs and candle wax for the buying all down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine robe made of gold and silk, Arabian thread. She is dead, gone and lying in a pine grove, and I must push my barrow all the day. And I must push my barrow all the day. Barrow boy, when they found him dressed all in corduroy, he had drowned in the river down the way. They laid his body down in a churchyard, but still when the moon is out, push cart calls down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine gown made of gold and silk, Arabian thread. But I am dead and gone and lying in a church ground. Still I push my barrow all the day. Still I push my barrow all the day.
Thank you.
Megumi Hayashibara with Revolution, the end theme to the anime series Slayers Revolution, which, by the way, she plays the lead character Lena Inverson. Megumi was the first J-pop artist and seiyuu that I really got into, so it's somewhat thanks to her that I was introduced to the Japanese music scene. Now, I am very stoked that the legendary comedy troupe Monty Python are coming back together for a few shows. It was announced a couple weeks ago that the gang was getting back together for a special show in order to help pay for Terry Jones' mortgage and to get that robot Graham Chapman up and running. They had initially announced one show at London's O2 Arena on July 1st. But then more dates were added when that one show sold out in 43.5 seconds. I know some people may be like, oh, they're so old now. They're not going to be as good as they once were. It won't be the same without good old Graham. Well, as a fan for many, many years, I can't even begin to fathom the words to truly describe how excited I am that this event is happening. Even though they're all in their 70s, they're still just as funny as they were back in the 60s. Plus, we're living in a time where bands and comedians are just as good and funny as they were back in the old days. Look at people like Paul McCartney, Bill Cosby, the Rolling Stones, Don Rickles, Roger Waters, and Bob Newhart. All of them are really, really old. No better way to say that, honestly. But they are just as entertaining as they were back when they first started. Hell, best example, Tony Bennett, 87 years old, still sings like he's in his 20s. There you go. But that's why I'm very confident that Monty Python will be just as good when they perform in July as they were back in the days of Flying Circus. Now, I'm going to cross my fingers that they decide to do a couple US dates, because if they do, no matter where it's going to be, I'm going to be all over those tickets like stink on shit. One of my favorite movies from Japan has to be Detroit Metal City, thanks to its hilarious plotline, great cameo from Gene Simmons, who I mentioned earlier, and most importantly, its music. Here's a song from the film's soundtrack. It's called Death Penis.
Oh yeah, I was so
One of those bands that just got better and better as the years went by. Like a great wine, their style ages ever so gracefully, even though that's a weird way to describe it for a metal band. They've been on a hiatus since 2011 so everyone can work on side projects, but hopefully they will regroup soon. A couple months ago, I spoke about a great play I witnessed at the American Repertory Theater called All the Way. It starred Bryan Cranston, who played President Lyndon B. Johnson just as he took over after the Kennedy assassination, and it dealt with him trying to pass the laws regarding the civil rights movement. It also featured Michael McKean as J. Edgar Hoover as he tried to suppress the sort of swing power that was held by the great Martin Luther King Jr., played by Brandon D. Jordan. And it was one of the best plays I've ever seen, and getting to meet Cranston after the show just about tops my list of highlights of the year. That's why I am really happy to hear that All the Way is officially coming to Broadway, playing at the legendary Neil Simon Theater, which has been home to such great productions as Hairspray, West Side Story, Annie, the original Porgy and Bess, and so many more. It'll once again feature Cranston, McKeon, and Jordan in their respective roles, with Bill Rauch back in the director's chair. Previews start on February 10th, with the official opening happening on March 6th. I urge anyone out there to go check it out, because I can guarantee you right now that it's going to win a lot of trophies come award season. By June, Cranston will be two awards away from an EGOT. I'm predicting it right here and now. You know, it makes me wonder what Cranston's singer voice is like if he wants to try to go for the G in EGOT. But getting back to what I was saying, please check out All the Way when it opens, because it's one of the finest productions I've ever seen. From their first album, Beer, my friend, are the Jerry Cokes. This is their song, Sound Bandits. We'll be right back. greatest metal bands on the planet. That was Electric Eel Shock with Don't Say Fuck from their 2005 album Beat Me. Their bassist Kazuto is working with Mollus on their new album, and while that's going on, Aki and Jayan are helping their friends P-Lander Z on their current tour. Soon, though, they'll regroup and record their next album, along with their covers special that they've been teasing for over a year. So there's been a lot of controversy over last week's episode of Family Guy. For those who haven't been watching, after 11 seasons, the popular animated series killed off one of their main characters of the show, the Griffin dog, Brian. As soon as this happened, the internet exploded, more so than the Doctor Who episode. People screaming bloody murder, claiming that Family Guy has finally jumped the shark and is ruined forever. Not to mention, just about everyone threw on tons of hate against the new dog, Vinny, who was played by Tony Sirocco, better known as Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos. I would like to take this moment to tell everyone who is screaming fiery rage to shut up and look at the big picture. For the last couple seasons, Brian Griffin was the weakest character out of the main cast, only working well as a sidekick during any of Stewie's misadventures. As odd as it sounds, Brian became less likable, while Roger the Alien and American Dad became better written. So it's a no-brainer that the writers wanted to get rid of a weaker character and replace him with someone new. And you know what? I really like this Vinny dog, and I really look forward to seeing what he brings to the table. But there's a kicker. Tony Sirocco is only signed on for 6 episodes, which may mean the character will be short-lived. On top of that, there are already future episodes with Brian's name in the title, meaning that the family dog may not be gone for long. There's even hints pointing at his return in the form of the upcoming Christmas episode, where it says that Stewie will seek out the thing he wants most for the holidays, which may in fact be Brian. Hell, already people are jumping into the conspiracy that it was Brian who ran himself over, as the vehicle that killed him looked a lot like his Prius. But until we can figure out the truth behind all this, the character is gone. And if it's gone for good, then so be it. If he returns, then he returns. For now, though, give the character of Vinny a chance, and hopefully he'll grow on you enough to be likable. Up next, we got Flog and Molly, who will be hitting the U.S. once again early next year. So prepare yourselves with a song from their Float album. Here's Us of Lesser Gods.
There's a breeze that's blowing in from the land. Instead of salt air, we beat in the sun. Triple the cloud and watch for the rain. Good job, now we'll never see us again. But those of us, us are the stars. Only till we're hungry, we'll drink till we hear past. But those of us, who forget where we're from, create out a tower, no devil.
one of my favorite bands, Monobright, with Come Together from their Acme album. They had a bit of a creative slump with their third album, Adventure, but they got back into the swing of things after this album came out. They just released a new album called Monobright 3, so be sure to check that one out as well. Well, that about wraps up this episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as follow us on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. And do not forget about the other shows under the Land of Esh, such as Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and The Issues Program. Also, don't forget to check out the Land of Esh's Holiday Gift Guide on the Esh EGM Now page. Games, tech, movies, and various other ideas that'll make things easier for your Christmas and Hanukkah shopping. Well, whatever's left of Hanukkah. And I think for Kwanzaa, too. Do you get gifts for Kwanzaa? I'd ask someone, but I don't know anyone who celebrates that holiday. But be sure to go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood and download the guide for free. And be sure to send it to anyone who needs a little help with finding it. Let's end things off with one of my favorites, Asian Kung Fu Generation. From their 2006 album, Fan Club, this is the breathtaking Gecko. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.